Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, you're listening to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, and I'm Mike Snyder, and you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And I'm going to just take a ask real quick here. Brigitte, are you there?
Yes, I am, Mike, and I'm happy to be here at the St. Germain Radio Show.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know, Brigitte, I know we usually have a longer show, but I just noticed tonight we are only available on the air for 1 hour. So it looks like we might have to condense everything into 1 hour because our countdown clock is giving us an hour today. And as I may have mentioned already, I'm filling in for Mark Rawson, who is our regular host. Feel free to do with that as you please, Brigitte.
I love surprises, so I'm all for it. So is St. Germain. We learn very quickly with the Ascended Masters and the Angels to really flow with the changes. And especially in these times right now where we so much get the message, instead of freezing up when something doesn't work as expected, to really be open and to trust that everything is working according to our divine plan. And so thank you, though, for letting me know this, Mike. So we are going right into it then, I would say. I just want to mention a couple of things, though, before we start with Mike channeling this beautiful music, bringing through the higher vibrations of the hierarchy of light. I wanted to say that, and I know I start every time with this, but these are truly, truly momentous times we are living in. And that's why I'm feeling so honored that St. Germain is working with me on something like this radio show to just bring his love and his support and the support of the hierarchy of light out into the world. We truly are yearning this change to a more sacred and meaningful life. I don't know if some of you observed the death of Paul Walker, an active life of an action hero. And little did we know that he was such an incredible humanitarian that came out. And look how many people gathered at his place of death because people are hungry for values. Not what the media make us believe, but we are hungry for the sacredness of life. And the Ascended Masters are certainly assisting us with awakening to our own sacredness every day, every moment. And instead of seeing only the obstacles and the darkness ahead of us, let's really focus at this winter season. And I know some of you might listen from the southern hemisphere, from Australia. So hallelujah for you, because you're entering the summertime. But really, for us up here in the north, we're entering a time of deep reflection. And to really use this time to not fear the core too much, or focus on the darkness and the core and the discomfort, but focus on the light within. That is so much celebrated right now. That is celebrated at Christmas with the birth of the Christ. That is celebrated at the winter solstice with the birth of the light. So it is all about giving birth to a new light, a new essence that we choose to express out of all that is, out of God's first creator. So as we go into this inner mode and observe and open ourselves up to that, there can be so much gain from this time of introversion. So I just wanted to put that out there. We have a couple of websites to mention. Mike Snyder's website, Mike, it is?
Okay. So my website is www.mikesnydercc.com, and I have samples of my music, downloads, information, my private sessions, and a lot of the recordings of the meditation classes and that Regina and I do together in New Jersey.
So even if you can't be in Clinton, New Jersey for our events, because Mike and I do a lot together, you can listen to them by listening to the recordings on Mike Snyder's website. And there's some free ones there too, which I invite you to listen to. And some of them are timeless. So even though it might say the 11/11 event in 2011, listen to them because they still hold meaning up to this day. All right. And then the website to listen to the recordings of all of the radio shows is, Mike?
Okay. So the website for the radio show this, again, like I said, I'm filling in for Mark Rawson, who runs the radio shows. It's www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And that's where you can listen to the recording of this show later on and all of the other shows here on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Excellent. And then we have my website at www.lightbridge101.com. And that's where you can find schedules or anything about the kind of services that I offer over the phone or in person. And there's also a link to Mike Snyder's website if you really can't remember what the website address for Mike Snyder was. So you can certainly find that. Okay, so if we only have an hour, maybe we should go right to it. What do you think, Mike? Is there anything you want to add?
Well, I just want to add to any of the callers listening. I'm not sure what our time frame is, if we'll be able to get to all of you in. There is a couple of you I haven't spoken to yet that have called in. We'll just do our best. We'll see what kind of time we have if we do get the callers in. If we don't get to you, just please understand we already had a couple people call in already. So we're just going to play it by ear, and we'll see what we can fit into to the next 51 minutes.
And what's the phone number, Mike, again, for anybody who still wants to try calling in?
To call in for a question on the show here is 646-716-9663. And again, 646-716-9663 is the phone number.
Great. And I certainly also want to send a lot of love and light out to those in South Africa with the death of Nelson Mandela, an incredible leader, incredible example for all of us, that even so you might be afraid, if you still go where you fear is, you can bring incredible transformation. And that also that transformation does not have to be painful necessarily or very, very disastrous or very extreme. It certainly must have been painful for Nelson Mandela more than once. But altogether, what everybody always seemed to talk about is how relatively peacefully he was able to release apartheid and improve on the political situation and the economical situation in South Africa. So there is hope that love, peace, truly prevails and that it can make a difference. So blessings to you, Nelson, and thank you for everything you've done for all of us as an incredibly example in leadership. Okay, Mike. You're on, so let's now sit comfortably if you can and open yourself up to the beautiful energy that comes through with Mike's channeled music. And sometimes the energy goes so high that it becomes a little bit static, but simply allow yourself to receive. So even if for a moment the sound fades in and out, don't worry about it. You still are receiving incredible energy downloads. So just flow with it. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone. Now we're going to listen to Saint Germain.
Greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with great joy and much love that I come before you in this time of great initiation. You've heard the wake-up calls. You've been asked to take it to the next level, and yet often it seems such a large task, too much for one individual to even know how to handle or what to do. So I am here to remind you that it is in the not doing you will hear the true inner guidance from the silence within, from the Christ within, that will take you step by step through the rite of passage into the birth of a more expanded and enlightened consciousness. Because know that you are all part of an incredibly beautiful and powerful matrix of love and light. Every single one of you plays a role in that. And as much as it might have become a bit more uncomfortable for you the days following November 28th, in truth what is happening is that you only become more psychic, more sensitive, more open, more aware, which in truth is the answer to your prayers. It's what you're yearning for. It's what you've been prepared for. It is how you can step fully into your power as a co-creator here on Earth. And as you know, there is no accident. When the time comes for someone like Nelson Mandela to ascend into the higher realms, it is because all of you are ready to pick up that slack, to take on a greater responsibility in the world and holding a greater light within. And that is the shift that you're feeling so much within and around you, even more so in these last few days. In this last week. When Comet Ison entered this solar system on the day of the American Thanksgiving, something most profound took place. This comet carried unique light frequency within its essence from far away, only to release this unique galactic frequency into this solar system, into this consciousness that exists within this solar system that you are so very much part of, through Comet Ison's own death, through its own initiation. Moved from one form of consciousness, from one form of existence itself to another. Because only because you cannot see it doesn't mean that it's not there. So the physical expression of this comet might have died, but it gave birth to a higher expression of itself in a different dimension, in a different realm, where it will look just as real and physical as it did for you while it was in your dimensional frequency. And that is also one of the reasons that you can feel us and sense us, but not necessarily always see us in this death. A rebirth took place. And that is the message of this comet for you, that in understanding the truth about death, not the truth that humanity is titling death with, not at all, but understanding the necessity of emptying one's cup, of releasing without any kind of fear, simply releasing what no longer serves you, letting go, detaching yourself fully from everything around you, in the knowing that whatever is leaving you at this time is only going to be replaced with something more appropriate, more in alignment with you. And that is the test of initiation. Because humanity has a tendency to want to hang on. Hang on to the relationship that they believe is so perfect, is so right, is the only one that is truly fulfilling, and not even allowing the possibility for something greater to come into one's life. So if you face these times of darkness, comparing it to loss and to sadness and to sorrow, it truly can become a very difficult time. But if you look at darkness as a womb that allows for a new light to be born, then you can go into the deeper mysteries of life in anticipation for something new, for something more beautiful, more creative, something new. And that is my message to you here today, is to take these next leaps and to open yourself up to a new you, not one that you think you should be like, not one that you believe we, the hierarchy of light, want you to be like, but to be open, to just be open to what might appear around the next corner, to be present to the moment instead of always chasing after an unknown future that you think you have to reach. Be present. Be available to transformation. And choose. If something is not feeling right, if something brings you discomfort, there's no reason for you to stay in this. There's also no reason to right away move into action, but to simply choose that something will be provided to you that is more in alignment with your heart. And two things can happen. Either the situation simply changes effortlessly into something new, or it will go away. It is that simple, the power of transformation. Choice, choice, and even more of a choice. Always look within and feel how that choice resonates within you. The choice is made out of fear. You might be a little bit disappointed about the results of the transformation taking place. But if the choice is made from a place of trust, a place of faith, a place of openness and love, magic can happen. You then become the Merlin of your own kingdom, And so, I am telling you, as you move towards the winter solstice, as you move towards the longest night, the shortest day, stay in the moment, ready yourself, and feel that spark within you. Feel that flame of the Christ consciousness within you that has nothing to do with the religion, but everything to do with the cosmic power of love. Even let go of the word Christ and raise it into its purest form of no words at all. Because even those words limit the essence of what is in the process of awakening within you. And that allowed to happen, my friends. And that, don't be afraid of. It flows out into your surroundings. Your whole world will change by which way you assist in manifesting the new paradigm on Earth, the new golden age here on Earth. The only true role that you play at this time here on Earth is to assist in anchoring the new paradigm of love, of a greater love, of a vaster love, of a cosmic love here on Earth, to awaken further to the hope that you bring to those who are still asleep, and therefore walk in your divine truth as an awakener through your smile, through your words, through your touch, and sometimes simply through your ability to listen and to be present in the moment. Because if your mind goes and works a mile a minute, you're not in the present moment. You create a lot of different visions that keep you away from your true inner center, that point of balance. And so I invite you now for one moment to close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and to open up your crown above your head, and to allow the essence of this incredible sacrifice of the death of this comet Isom to come down into your crown, come down into you. Because even so, it seems that this comet is no longer there. The essence is there. It is right there with you, and it carries within it a language that is cosmic, that understands about balance, that understands about power, the power that is much greater than your power, the power that is love, the power that is source, that is creator, that is the only true force there is, and it is within you and within everyone. And it is that power that is the fueling light of that energy grid that you are creating, that is the foundation for a new golden age. Call this new golden age. We take its own time to evolve into that what it needs to become. But without the work that all of you are doing right now, surfacing your own inner demons in your own personal life, day after day, embracing it with love, embracing it with compassion. As you do that every day, you are creating the foundation that this new golden age can be built upon. Are nurturing the grounds for this new growth, this new form of existence. Without you nurturing the grounds, there will be no growth. So you might not see necessarily the magnificence of the new golden age that has been promised to you, at least not to the extent that it shall become. But know that your work will always be remembered. What you do now is of deepest and, in a way, gravest importance. And we want you to own that. And whether you celebrate the birth of the Christ or whether you feel a deeper connection to Allah or to the Indian gods and goddesses or Buddha, celebrate the light and all your own personal ways. It is not about names. It is about the celebration of that what you hold holy and sacred within and around yourself. All of them are avatars treading a path in the hopes that one day you will tread that same path too. But the truth is, all of you already have treaded that path in another lifetime. This time, it is about you becoming the farmer of the earth's grounds, a new beginning. And you've done so well. And know that we celebrate you as we celebrate each holiday. We celebrate all of you, especially at the winter solstice on December 21st, because we can see the new lights being born within every single one of you. And it is most beautiful to witness. So I invite you, before I close and I open up to those who called in with questions, I invite you to truly meditate on death and rebirth. What does it mean to you? And consider this. Often in meditation, the power of breath is used in yoga and in other forms of healing. What if we would call in-breath, giving birth, and the out-breath, the death? The out-breath, letting go of the old that no longer serves you. Think about that. The in-breath, the nurturing energies that are fueling your body, that are fueling your inner system. How can you translate that into different aspects of your life? Because there is the Holy Trinity, there is the birth, the death, and the maintenance, the life itself, the maintaining of the life itself. But right now we want you to focus on the death and rebirth. It is time to rewrite the understanding of what those words mean to you. To not simply see the loss and the death or the ending that you cannot return to. To not see, for those who study astrology, and Mars simply the death bringer, the destroyer, that some so much warn about in 2014, warning about the power of Mars, the power of destruction. But is that really what Mars is about? Is that really what death is about? Or has humanity chosen only a small aspect of the interpretation of death and therefore limited the awakening of the true light codes is in that word, but then in return bring about also a greater form of life through the birth, preparing yourself for. So I ask you now in the days ahead, again, to meditate on that as many are celebrating the birth of the Christ child. And so when that birth of the Christ took place, there also was a death of the old, a death of old belief system, beginning of a new testament. So, are you ready for the New Testament within your own life? If so, prepare yourself for the silence of the winter months. Prepare yourself through going within and through listening to your breath as it teaches you everything that you need to know about the initiatory process that you are going through at this time. Know that throughout tonight, for those of you who've listened to the radio show and those even listening at a later time to the radio show, following this throughout your sleep, you will receive a very unique download coding that will support you in deepening your understanding of this process. And in return, it will allow you to see in ways things around you that you haven't noticed before, making you even more aware and more present in the moment. So now, for those who have called in with questions, if they are still on the phone.
Okay, St. Germain. First up, we have Jennifer. And Jennifer, you're on the air with St. Germain.
Hi, how are you?
Greetings, Jennifer. It is such a joy to be with you at this time. How can I be of assistance?
I got a question. I have an interview tomorrow, and I applied for several jobs at one time. I just accepted a position, but I have an interview tomorrow for a training for a job that I want to do. I really, really want to do. And I have training in it already, but it's like a retrain.
So what we would like you to focus on throughout the night and in the morning as you prepare yourself for the interview is what makes you still believe that you're not worthy of true happiness in your life. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to have everything in your life that brings you joy. And still there is a part of you that doubts that this can happen to you. You're willing to believe it for everyone else, and yet you're not fully accepting that this can happen to you. And this has affected relationships, and this has affected many aspects in your life. But you're ready now to step to a new form of existence. You've done this circle long enough. So as you enter the interview, state to yourself that you're ready to be happy, that you're ready to do that what you're most passionate about, and that nothing will stop this path, that you are truly a light, and that you are truly an aspect of God, source, creator, all that is, and that as such, you have the power to create that what brings happiness. Do you understand?
Well, 100%, because that's what I said today earlier. I said, somebody said, you're really thinking about that? And I said, my friend, and I said, no, I said, the funny thing is that I said, I want to do what makes me happy. The job I consistently took does not make me happy.
The job that you physically took was only for security reasons.
Exactly.
It wasn't what you're passionate about. Yes. And what is a life without passion? Are you really alive if you're not following your passion?
No, I'm not alive. And I want to take this job. I want to take this position. It's going to train me for the job. I can't give up the security, so I have to balance both of them.
And you can do that because it will only be temporary.
Awesome. Great. Oh, my gosh. You just answered my question. Thank you. You made my night again.
Blessings to you, my dear. I am St. Germain, and it is my honor to support you on your path of transformation, because remember, you doing this is not just for yourself. You having the courage to follow your heart is treading a path so that others who are afraid to do that can do it too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have another caller, Helena. Hang on a second here. Okay, Helena, you're on the air with St. Germain.
Thank you. Hello, St. Germain.
Hello, Helena. How are you?
I'm okay, but you know what? I'm asking for some healing, and if there's any other insight on my present situation and maybe anything I do that could help move it along, along with the other guidance that you've so wonderfully given to me about the past life.
Understand that this is a test of initiation for you. It is a death and rebirth. A part of the old you is dying, and that makes it so uncomfortable for you at this time. And the tendency of many of you is when you feel something dying, you immediately connect a story to that, something that is familiar to you, that you think or understand best to be all about, whether it's the end of love, the end of a relationship, the loss of a dear one, all of the above. But this death that you're going through is only a preparation for greater life to be born. So my suggestion to you is release the stories and be willing to be in that discomfort without giving it any structure. And as it burns within you, something very magical will start to happen. It might take minutes, hours, days, but I promise you it will happen if you do not run away from the depths of what you're feeling. The discomfort, again, is only the stories that you create to describe that what you feel within. If you let go of it, profound purging that will give birth to a new form of existence for you. Does that make sense?
I'm going to have to listen to this several times, I think, to get it. And what about making an effort to see him? my
at
part.
This time, it would counteract the initiatory process that you're going through. Do not take any steps to take away from the depth of the feelings that are brought up through the outer circumstances, because it is through delving into the depths of this feeling, which you could also call delving into the deeper mysteries of life, that a transformation is taking place within you, that just like a phoenix out of ashes, you will step out of this process also like a newborn person. So it is not for you to follow your fear. It is for you to be strong enough to build trust and faith in the knowing that what your heart seeks will be provided to you at the appropriate time. It is all about trust and faith.
Wow. That's huge.
I know that is not what you necessarily would have liked to hear, but it was necessary for you to hear those words so you do not deprive yourself from a beautiful opportunity of tremendous spiritual growth right now.
Okay. And either way, it could impact with him, but it could impact what I would perceive as very positively, or possibly what I would perceive as negatively.
That's right. There's neither one or the other. There is only you being right now in the middle of a cocoon of transformation where you cannot see the outer. That cocoon, that nesting, that inner transformation needs to take place for you to then be able to step out again and see the outer changes too.
Okay. That's
you, to you, my dear.
Blessings. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have about 5 minutes left. Saint Germain, would you like me to just go over some of our websites and information and play a little bit of music till the end of the show?
That would be beautiful. Blessings to all of you. And I will hand it now back over to Mike with his music and then to a small closing from this channel. And it is so. Amen.
Okay, so I just want to let everybody know you have been listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and music by myself, Mike Snyder, here on Spiritual Connections Radio. To listen to the recording of this show at a later time and all of our other shows, please visit us at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. I also want to point out Brigitte's website, which is www.lightbridge101.com, and the website for myself, Mike Snyder, www.mikesnydercc.com. And I think at this point what we'll do is play a little bit of music to end out the show.
Yeah, and we play the music to end the show, and I just want to wish all of you, thank all of you for calling in. And I hope you, those of you who celebrate Christmas, have a nice holiday, a happy new year, a great winter solstice, and all of the above. I hope all of you make it safely into the new year, where we have the next Saint Germain Radio Show again on the second Tuesday evening of each month. So I'm looking forward to having you back again next year, and we wish you all the best. Blessings to you.